In August of 1945, I left Lewisburg Penitentiary, where I had been in jail as a conscientious objector. I had gone into prison in 1942, and for 3 years term, and given good time, I was able to come out in August of 45. At which time, I went back to work for the Fellowship of Reconciliation, with which I had been associated since 1941. At this time, I also was beginning to give a great deal of my time as Director of Civil Rights Department of the Fellowship of Reconciliation, FOR, to CORE. Now, CORE had been founded within the Fellowship of Reconciliation, and great numbers of blacks had cooperated with the CORE direct action and business. But when the war came, many of the blacks who were working in CORE and who were not pacifists did not want CORE to remain within the FOR, because the FOR was a pacifist organization and they did not want to be associated with a pacifist organization in wartime. And so there was a decision made that CORE should become independent. Even though CORE was independent of the FOR paid my salary to do a great deal of work of organizing CORE. And a good bit of the years from 45 to 55 were spent as field director of CORE, which meant that I traveled all over the country creating all kinds of demonstrations, sit-ins in restaurants, theaters, hotels, barbershops, and the like. This became a very crucial period, and particularly in 1946, something very important occurred that was to have a very profound effect on the whole civil rights movement. In 1946, the Supreme Court of the United States delivered what became known as the Irene Morgan decision. Irene Morgan was a black woman who had an interstate ticket on a bus, and the Supreme Court ruled that she had been incorrectly arrested and punished, because if a person was moving between the states on a bus or train, it was a burden on interstate commerce to stop the bus or train and waste time and energy in separating people. You will also remember that 1946 is a crucial period because many blacks who had been in the army were returning home from Europe. There were many incidences in which these black soldiers, having been abroad and exposed to fighting for freedom, were not going to come back to the United States on their way home and be segregated in transportation. And therefore, the combination of these blacks who were already resisting and the Irene Morgan decision, which gave blacks the right to resist segregation, particularly in interstate travel. We in CORE decided immediately following the Morgan decision that the next year, 1947, we were going to create a nationwide protest with 9 blacks and 9 whites who would go into buses all over the Upper South with the blacks sitting in the front and the whites sitting in the back, and to challenge this. This was known generally as the first Freedom Ride. It was called the Journey of Reconciliation. As a result of the Journey of Reconciliation, a number of blacks and whites were jailed.
Oh, thank you.
And that was my first experience on a chain gang in late 1947, early 1948. I spent 30 days on a chain gang, as well as did a number of whites and other blacks. By cause moving through the southern states, getting 5 blacks arrested here, 5 whites arrested there, an interracial couple being arrested here, and willingness to go to jail and write about it, and the fact that the NAACP picked up those experiences and made booklets as to how to adhere to the Irene Morgan decision, and said, we will give you an attorney anywhere you go if you are willing to face arrest to clarify this issue. That period of 8 years of continuously doing this all over the South prepared for the 60s revolution, prepared for the 1954 Supreme Court decision.